You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2010 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is an evening devotion given by Brother Taylor Spencer, titled Life's Journey.
Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Hello, everybody. I'm Taylor Spencer, representing the Jackson County Ecclesia, along with my little brother, Cody Spencer. Think to yourself, what is trying to be said in this verse? "But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." By doing that, we all have to travel the spiritual journey, a journey that I all want to share with you guys. Let's all check to see if we have our gear for this hike that we're all about to go on. So come on, everybody, let's go. Just kidding, you guys are all like, whoa. You're probably thinking, Taylor is crazy. I don't have any gear. So let me cut in and just say that you guys are already prepared. You got your gear. You have your Bibles with you, which will be our compass tonight to guide our way. So let's start on this journey. I'm going to be talking about a 9,495-foot mountain, a mountain called Mount McLaughlin that is close by to my hometown. So this mountain was ran up by my high school cross-country team for training. This is to be one of my greatest achievements, because for most people, it takes them 6 hours to get up it. And for me, I took an hour and 48 minutes to get up. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. The mountain has three parts to it that I divided up into. And it divides up into, first starts out on a trail. And this trail goes all the way up, and it begins to climb very slowly, and it reaches the base of the mountain. And on this trail, I want you to imagine a trail that has an S-curve, and it leads to the base. And from there, you can see trees that wrap around on both sides and connects it, almost like a tunnel. And as you're running through there, you can see that it's very dark. And when you look at that, for me, it reminds me of the world. It reminds me, in the very beginning of our journey, sometimes it can be so hard that we can be distracted, or it can lead us astray. And it's a situation that we all face. And as we're going through that, we all feel confused or lost, and we ask God, you know, what do I do? And as we're going through that, we have certain problems. My problem is that there was man-eating Harry Potter spiders out there, and I was scared to death. Like, there was, maybe not that, but there was... For people, they have certain situations where they go through and they feel that it's going to take them away. Maybe world possessions, maybe problems that we all face. But we don't want that to distract us. So we want to keep our minds focused for the upcoming task that God has asked for us. The mountain has, as we continue, a verse that reminds me of that. It's 1 John 2:15-17. It says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anything loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of a sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and what he does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God will last forever." Even at the beginning of the journey, it can be ruined at the start, and it can lead us astray. So let's keep focused, and let's keep going on this journey. So as we continue onward to the base of the mountain, and we're approaching kind of a sudden elevation gain, we can see, during this part, there's a lot of gravel. I'm not talking like just up the trail, there's gravel, like let's go around it. There's gravel everywhere. So we can't go up it. And around it. So we have to continue through it. And for every three steps we're taking, one is taken back. And how hard that can be. At times you feel like you're not going anywhere, like our life's journey is pointless. But don't lose hope or faith. And on your goal is truly waiting for us, all of us, for there, at the top. And during this process of getting to the top of the Mount McLaughlin, there was inspiration. There was teamwork. Teamwork that we each supported each other, and everyone gave courage to each other. And what do I see out here today, looking at everyone here? I see not just friends, not just people, but I see a family. I see a team. And from this, we all have to realize that we're here together. And from this, we cannot belittle one another. We cannot make fun of, not to mock, or leave stranded. So put past the idea of someone is different, or not knowledgeable, or even the fact that they're unadmitted or admitted people. Because we are family, and we are here to love, to build up, and to finish this race we call life together. In Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And that's something we all need to realize. A threefold. God explains the importance of that, to be able to have that relationship with one another and to share it with God. So we're going to the top of the mountain, and lo, behold, there she is. And I'm just hoofing up. I don't even care about the gravel anymore. And I feel, honestly, like Rocky. It's just, I am going up there fast, and I'm playing a song. Yep, there it goes. And I'm just like, yes, there it is. All right. And so, and as I'm heading up this mountain, the song soon fades away. And I'm like, what? And I look up still up the mountain, and there's tiny like ant figures still running up the mountain. My friend comes up to me and says, oh, I see we reached False Peak. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And how does that make you feel? Sometimes you feel like we're at the top, and everything is awesome with our lives. But how quickly that can be taken away. How quickly we could feel like we're back on the bottom. But don't be discouraged or lose hope, because there's so much more to come from the journey. So much more that we can learn. So let's take off and get through this together. So we're on our way, and there are obnoxious giant boulders. And I'm just not just one, there's this the whole way up. And we're just like, all right, can there honestly be any more obstacles? And we feel like that. We often feel like that. We say, God, why is this same problem happening to me over and over and over? And you question yourself, why? Like, I don't understand. And a perfect example is 1 Samuel 19:18-24, and I'll read it. And it says, when David had fled and made his escape, he went to Samuel at Ramah and told him that Saul had done to him. And then he and Samuel went to Naoth and stayed there. Word came to Saul, and David is in Naoth and Ramah. And so he went and sent men to capture him. But then when they saw a group of prophets prophesying with Samuel standing there as their leader, the Spirit of God came upon Saul's men, and they also prophesied. Saul was told about it, and he went and sent more men, and they continued to prophesy too. Saul sent men a third time, and they also prophesied. Finally, he himself left Ramah and went to the great sister of Seku, and he asked, where are Samuel and David? Over in the Naoth and Ramah. And they said, so Saul went to Naoth and Ramah, but the Spirit of God came even upon him, and he walked also along prophesying until he came to Naoth. How is that David gets the same trial, same tribulation, and it happens repeatedly? You know, if we had men to come and kill us, we would be scared to death. We would be frightened. But as this continues to happen over and over, we can see that he becomes strong. And just as David encountered the same obstacle over and over, boulder after boulder, he put his faith of his life into God's hands. And at the beginning, It can be scary, but after a while, like David, he became brave and protected, and he put his trust in God. And the same, likewise, we should do also. So as we're going, and we continue, we can actually see we can see the top. And I'm not joking, there's the top. And as the team started approaching the top, I got the worst cramp in my leg. And I'm like, okay, can I get to the top? And as I was so close to my goal, my thoughts were about quitting, were about giving up. And why is that? We all have similar goals in our lives. It may be about praying more, maybe about doing our Bible readings more. It may be about any task that we have in our lives, maybe with school, work, girlfriend, wife, husband, family. We all go through it. But the thing is, we all get pumped up for the idea until something comes in our way. Until something comes in our way and takes that away from us. So I say now, let's fill up our hearts with courage and strength so that we may be overcome those cramps. On all those journeys Jesus Christ went on, do you think he ever experienced cramps? The pain and the sorrow that he knew that he was going to go through and that was going to come. And along that journey, he knew that his life was going to be sacrificed for his family, a family that mistreated him. And how hard that was. Jesus explains in Matthew 4:17, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is saying to us that the kingdom is so close, so why not finish this race, finish this journey at the top? For what waits for us at the top is something beautiful, something amazing, something God wants to share with each one of us. As I was hobbling my way to reach the top, the thing I was looking forward to was not waiting for me a delicious PB&J or a rainbow Skittles, but at the top, it was God. The top couldn't look any more beautiful to see his creation. One thing I noticed is when we're on a hike, there's always the complaining or this trail is too long or when is it going to be over. But as soon as we reach the top, all those feelings go away. The thing ultimately remembered is reaching the climax of our hike, that view, that goal, that pleasure in our lives that God wants to share with us. So don't let that journey conflict with your emotions, because it will always be worth it in the end. Let patience work along with your journey called life. I want to say thank you for all of us going on this hike today. And that whenever I go somewhere, I always like to pray after I'm done for the thing that was accomplished. So let's bow our heads for our journey still to come. Lord, we come to you now, Lord, just to be able to help us fight this battle, the battle called life, that we want to come to you, Lord. We are weary, we are burdened, and we need you. We want you to guide us on this path to righteousness. We want you to help one another, not just in this building, not just Christadelphians, but everybody around us, everyone that needs you, Lord. Lord, I hope that you can uplift one another, that when they face these obstacles, when they face trials, they can power through it, Lord. And when it may be the same one over and over, that we can just learn from it, Lord. You have given us so much hope, so much love and compassion. We are truly grateful. And Lord, we couldn't be any more blessed to be in this place right now. So Lord, I hope that we can, as we learn all these things from this Bible camp, we can come from this place stronger than ever and overcome those cramps, overcome those trials and tribulations, Lord, and that we could share this word with other people. Thank you so much. In Jesus Christ, amen.